Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Zachary, or better known as Zach Buckner, Director of Marketing of North America, Herman.
Hey, Tiff.
Herman LLC, Herman, just Herman.
Herman Group North America Incorporated.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, do they just like long titles and long names?
Yeah.
And all that kind
well,
of
and,
stuff?
And that's how it is, right? Like Germans take a while to say something very short. Yeah. So we, you know, we keep
Have
it
you
the
learned? Okay. So let's, I mean, I could get, I'm getting ahead of myself. So what is Herman, which is spelled with an O with an umlaut.
An umlaut, that's right.
For those of us Americans.
The two dots.
Our country folk down here. Herman.
Yeah. You know, it's a lot of, there's a lot of fun with the pronunciation of the name. But
so
it's
Herman
really
is a manufacturing plant that's located in Sparta, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And what do you guys manufacture?
So in Sparta, this is a little known fact, but the North American headquarters is in Sparta. So that is our primary manufacturing location, and it's where all the administration takes place for all of North America. So Canada, U.S., Mexico, all the planning and logistics and, you know, all the management is done from Sparta.
Why? And it has not been around for that long here in Sparta.
Right.
No,
2020 was
okay,
the ribbon cutting or when we officially opened in
Door
Sparta.
Door opening.
Yeah.
We haven't even said yet. What what do you sell? What do you make?
Okay. So Herman across the world.
We're laughing at the door opening, but other people might not.
Right. So it'll become funny after they listen. In a moment, you'll get this joke. But what we do is, so Herman worldwide manufactures all sorts of construction components. So everything from garage doors, which is what we primarily do in North America, to interior doors, fire doors, bollards for parking, parking gates. I mean, you name it, Herman makes it. We're the third largest supplier in the world for construction components.
Wow.
So huge global reach, but we are brand new in North America. I mean, we've only been doing business here in North America since like 2007 or so.
Yeah.
So we're the new kids on the block when it comes to garage doors. There are, you know, tons of large competitors who've been in business for a long time. And so we're just breaking into the market for garage doors. But that's the primary thing we manufacture here in the U.S.
Do you know, so you've been there about 2 years?
A little over 2 years.
A little over 2 years. They've been here 4 years. Do you know what the pull was to bring the headquarters to Sparta, Tennessee?
Yes, I actually do, because I'm... Weirdly enough,
on the other end of things?
I was. Yeah, so this is how I actually
got them. So for those who don't know, Zach has been in economic development and marketing for, you know, kind of however you can fit those two together.
Yeah.
You've been in it.
Yeah,
you've
absolutely.
You have a long resume.
Right.
I tried to look up on LinkedIn, but there's a lot of things you've done and a lot of places you've been.
Yeah.
But I think it's that you get to kind of like put your touch on things and then kind of improve things and move along and go.
Yeah.
So the other side of things, you were probably on the economic development side of kind of getting Herman here.
Exactly. So at the time I was with the Highlands Economic Partnership. And I got into that role by, you know, through marketing, right? I was doing marketing as a contractor for the Highlands and the chamber here in Putnam County, and eventually wound up, you know, being on staff. So that's how the marketing thing, the district creative sort of led to the chamber in the Highlands, which led to meeting Herman. So when we were courting Herman to move to the Upper Cumberland, I got to know the company leadership, and Cameron Rudd was the president at the time. And so we just developed a relationship and kind of stayed in touch through the years. And then when this opening occurred, you know, chatted with Cameron about it. I was extremely happy. I think the last time I was in here, you know, a few years ago, I was with Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really enjoying my work there with Jeff and the team and amazing folks. And I was very happy. But this opportunity came up, and really it was honestly an opportunity to build something new and to bring something together, which is my favorite thing to do.
Well, and for you too, you've been in the small business kind of side of things. You worked for the chamber for a long time. So to leave, and you've been employed by church staffs a lot. So to leave kind of that small business, and I'm not going to get in the debate of whether churches are a business, but they kind of are.
Right.
It's kind of like a small business.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to leave that side of things and go into corporations like Ford Lincoln of Cookeville or even, you know, a global company, it's a big shift for you. But I feel like sometimes maybe that, did it feel heavy at all when you kind of made that shift? Or did it feel impactful?
It it did feel impactful and it was different, but it's really not that different. It's really the same. So our company is, the neat thing about us is we are a massive corporation, but we're a family owned company. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not publicly traded. We're not owned by some random private equity firm like all of our competitors are. Mm-hmm. There's a nice little jab, but instead, but it's true though. And it means something, because if you talk to one of the Herman family members who've run the company for four generations now, if you talk to a Herman family member, they're going to talk about doors. They're mm-hmm. going to talk about garage doors. Mm-hmm. They know the product, they're door people. Mm-hmm. And so at the very heart of it, they're entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And it's just a really giant
entrepreneurial.
Yeah. And it's a giant entrepreneurial operation. Yeah. So, did it feel different? Sure. The cool thing is, just like anything though, I have an amazing team of people around me and working alongside me. So it didn't feel overwhelming. You know, there's so much to be done. And at the end of the day, business is about people. So whether it's a company or a corporation with 800 employees in North America, like mm-hmm. we have, or if it was, you know, Brost back in the day with four employees, mm-hmm. it's really the same approach, honestly.
Do you think personally for you, that you feel like, because you're from here, mm-hmm. your grandma's, yeah, no, everybody yeah. else's grandma's, yeah, and, right. you know, I think sometimes for me, at least in this town, I feel like I have a lot of opportunities that I yeah. wouldn't necessarily have.
Right.
You know, my sister said, even just today, she said, you're a big deal. And I was like, well, if I was in a big city, I probably wouldn't be a big deal. You know,
big fish, small pond,
right,
or whatever.
Yes, yeah. yeah. And so I think when you can still stay in your roots of where yeah. you came from and then be in this huge pond.
Yeah.
I think that it kind of validates who you are personally a little bit.
It's wild.
Or professionally, I guess.
It is so wild, Tiffany. Cause I mean, I'm one of the weirdos in Sparta, right? Mm-hmm. It's headquarters, and everyone that
you're one of the only ones without a German accent.
Yeah, no, yeah, no. Actually, there's not a ton of Germans, but people from all over the U.S. and really all over the world work there. I mean, it's very diverse from a standpoint of where everybody's from. If you ask everybody in every office, you'll get a different answer. Mm-hmm. So myself and Cameron are like really the only ones in the office staff. In a lot of ways, we're kind of oddballs from mm-hmm. Tennessee originally, and you know, kind of understanding, have that Tennessee pride. So it is cool because it's like, I'm still living where I've lived my whole life. Yeah. My whole family's here.
Yeah.
But I get to work for this company with a worldwide global reach, and mm-hmm. it is really, really fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So back to the story of how this, you recording Herman.
Yeah. yeah.
So why did they choose to pick Sparta, Tennessee as their headquarters?
Right. So circling back to that. So basically.
Squirrel.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You're going to get a lot of that with this episode probably.
Yes.
But so at that time, the state of Tennessee was doing a Tennessee-Germany business initiative. The governor was actually really pushing to recruit German businesses to come to Tennessee because it just made sense. The way Germans do business, the way the state of Tennessee does business is so similar. Hmm. So there was a lot of synergy already naturally. And then for Herman, obviously, Tennessee is a pro-business state. They're an amazing state to start and to do business in. Mm-hmm. So it made a lot of sense for them to move to Tennessee as well. So the thing that helped us and sort of the ace in the hole for us was Cameron Rudd. Cameron was a tech grad. We both graduated from tech in 2005. And then Cameron went on, you know, ultimately to work at Herman. And he wound up becoming the company president of Herman LLC, which is one branch of Herman Group North America. So Cameron became president. He's living in Illinois. And the next thing you know, Mr. Herman's saying, hey, we need to build, you know, a new manufacturing facility and really break into the garage door market in earnest in North America. So Cameron's first thought is, of course, let's look at Tennessee. They looked all over the U.S. They looked in Illinois where they already were. And Cameron was like, absolutely not. We're not planning there. And so he started looking at Tennessee. Cameron's originally from Greene County. And then, of course, Tennessee Tech, Cameron decided, you know what, we should look near Tennessee Tech. It's a great hub for IT students, for engineering students, which, believe it or not, there is a tremendous amount of engineering in garage doors. Mm-hmm. You would not think so, but it's a very, actually much more complicated product than you would think. So anyway, it made sense for him to look. And so we looked in Cookeville. As you know, the Highlands is a regional partnership. So lots of times when we get these business prospective clients in, or we'd be courting someone to move here, we didn't have land or something in Cookeville, but we can always look, because we're a regional partnership, to all four counties, not just in Cookeville. Mm-hmm. So really, Denny Wayne Robinson's the one who wound up coming through in the clutch, because the property that Herman sits on now was not even up for grabs. Mm-hmm. It was a property that he knew of that he decided, you know, we should ask.
He knows all the properties
exactly.
In Wayne County.
So it really wound up working perfectly. We're now on a piece of property that we can expand on three times over.
Wow.
We're right next to the airport. We're right off 111. And the funny thing is it's this giant 325,000 square foot facility that you would never know was there. Mm-mm. Unless you got off 111 and you went around the roundabout, and then you cannot miss it.
Right. And then you have to go through the roundabout too. Right. So it's not like it's, you know, there's nothing
exactly
leading up to that.
No.
You have to go to the airport, basically.
Exactly. So anyway, so it wound up, basically they narrowed it down to Tennessee. Then they narrowed it down to a few cities in Tennessee. And then they finally chose Sparta. And it made a tremendous amount of sense for everybody for that to work out. So that's how Herman wound up here. And that's how I wound up getting to know the culture and some of the people at Herman, getting to know Cameron. So when the opportunity came about and I heard what was going on and what they were trying to accomplish, I thought, you know what? This is amazing. I'd love to be part of the team that really builds Herman in North America. I know the culture. I believe in what the family that owns the company, the Herman family, values. So it just made a lot of sense. And
did you think did you think when you applied, like, I'm in, I have the skill set, I can do this? Or were you like,
you know, no, I tend to have what is it, imposter syndrome?
Yeah, don't we all?
So I honestly thought there's not a snowball's chance that I'm going to get this job.
Yeah.
But I knew I could do it. I knew that after talking to the team, after talking to who is my boss and Cameron's boss now, Dirk Fell is our CEO. He's from Germany, and Dirk was over the Asian division. After talking with him, I thought, you know what? I'd love to work for this guy. I'd love to be part of his team as well. And I thought, I do have a chance. You know, I think I could really make a difference here. And so off we go.
We'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Zach Buckner, Director of Marketing of North America, Herman Corporation.
Herman Group North
Group.
America
Herman
Incorporated.
Group North America. So many words.
We just call it, you know, internally, we just call it HONA. H-O-N-A. Herman North America.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
So there you go.
Now I know. So, you know, they decided to bring this manufacturing plant to Sparta, mm-hmm. to Tennessee. So mm-hmm. this is a proudly made in Tennessee product.
Absolutely.
Which, you know, as the Biz Foundry, we love locally made items. We love locally made products. And this,
right.
How many jobs did Herman create by opening here?
Yeah. So just in Sparta, we typically, right now we're sitting at just over 100 employees, and it's growing all the time.
Yeah.
Those jobs are a mixture too, right? They're a mixture of executive level C-suite jobs, mm-hmm. all the way down to just, you name it, imagine engineering,
yeah,
yeah. or IT,
manufacturing
jobs.
Sure. Yeah.
So a lot of what we do could be mechanized, but we still choose to keep the human element in our work, because we mm-hmm. feel like that's important for the communities that we are in. So, yeah, it's over 100 people in Sparta with really, really good quality jobs.
Well, and that's so often when we talk about economic development and workforce development, it's just job creation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily highly, you know, qualified mm-hmm. or good jobs,
right.
that we're considering that we're bringing here. And
yeah.
having, like you said, that C-suite, you know, that's you know, helpful to our economy overall.
Absolutely.
Restaurants that people want to go, you know, sit down and spend their money at, or
property house, taxes.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff that I think sometimes people don't understand when they want to kind of put a kibosh on the growth that we're seeing. And it's like, so you, Herman is located in White County.
Right.
And so you're active in the White County Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, that's right.
Sponsoring more events and, and just really becoming a staple of the White County community.
Right.
Which is huge for probably the people who are White County members of the chamber. They probably haven't had those big companies like they do in Cookeville, Putnam County a little bit. And so the chamber is going to be able to do more, and that partnership's really going to kind of take off.
Absolutely. And we're so proud to be part of the White County chamber now. I'm on the board, and I just started serving this year. I'm having a blast doing that. They've got a great team assembled, and honestly, the sky's the limit, right? If we get together as a community, you and I have seen this over and over. If people put their heads together and good people get together to make a difference, it works. So very highly, it's one of the things too that, you know, as our CEO and I sat down last year, we said, you know, one of the things we want to make sure we do is we have an impact in the communities where our manufacturing locations are. We need to do a better job at that. And so we set out to make sure people know we're proudly made in Tennessee. We're the only garage door company that can say that. There is not another garage door manufacturer in the entire state.
That's
we are
crazy.
The only ones.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. What's really neat is you walk out on the floor and you go out to the shipping department and you see the labels on all these garage doors, just stacks and stacks of hundreds and thousands of garage doors going out from Sparta. And you see these orange stickers and they have the location that they're going, and it's literally everywhere.
Yeah.
Mexico, Canada, you know, Wyoming, whatever, pick a spot on the map and you've got garage doors going out there, right there from Sparta. That gives you a sense of pride.
Well, and I think that since Herman is still fairly new, people know it's a bigger company, but I think in 10, 15 years from now, it could be like Averitt, where people don't even know that it's not from, you know, I didn't understand the impact of Averitt until I started realizing all these red trucks on the street, on the, you know, all over. I can be in Michigan.
Yeah. And now you can't unsee it.
Yeah. Then it's like, these people are coming from Cookeville, Tennessee and, you know, trucking all over.
Right.
You don't, when you're from here, you just don't see the big impact.
That's
of that.
Right.
And so you're like, oh wow, this is a huge manufacturer that's going all over.
Yep.
And one of the things that you guys have done over the past year is that you started partnering with Franklin Fixtures.
We did, yes.
So tell me a little bit about that.
That was a really neat partnership.
And that's Dave and Lisa Urich, who also own the Plenty Downtown Bookshop.
Right.
But they own Franklin Fixtures, a manufacturing like bookcase company.
Yeah, and a bunch of other stuff I wasn't aware they manufactured. Yes. Those guys have a really neat
fixtures,
reach.
Fixtures, but not light fixtures.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, advanced carpentry and laminating and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So Franklin Fixtures, that relationship came about really in a very similar way. It was basically through Leadership Putnam, where Cameron Rudd and our COO, and then Lisa and Dave were in LP, Leadership Putnam, together, and wound up striking up a relationship. They get to talking. Lo and behold, at the time, we're thinking about, you know, what do we need to do with our wooden garage door line? We have a whole line of garage doors that's wood, which is a very high-end, custom, very labor-intensive, expensive line to carry, right? Mm-hmm. So that line was originally in our Puyallup, Washington facility, and it was taking up a tremendous amount of space, which we needed to increase our steel door capacity over there. So Cameron's like, what do I do? What are we going to, you know, how are we going to solve this problem? Well, next thing you know, he meets a couple from Cookeville while he's in Leadership Putnam that happened to own a carpentry company.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, they have the capacity to do something like this. So conversations got started and we wound up moving that entire wood door line to Cookeville, Tennessee, which is really, really cool. So now we're manufacturing steel doors and aluminum doors in Sparta, and we're manufacturing wood doors at Franklin Fixtures. US Pillars is the name of the branch that runs that for Lisa and Dave, and they're all being manufactured right here. Everything's kind of close to home, and they're gorgeous doors. If you've never seen a wooden garage door, which is what, by the way, all garage doors used to be made from, then you need to check it out. It's really, really cool, and those guys do phenomenal work.
Well, and we're not here to showcase Lisa and Dave, but
their
whole reason for bringing Franklin Fixtures, that was another company that was not located here to start with.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the New England area,
right?
Massachusetts,
yeah, I think
that's right. Somewhere in that area, and they brought it here to give skilled laborers the chance to have jobs that are here. And so, when, like you said, all those people that want to push the ball rolling in the same direction.
Right.
It's that kind of drive to see this area, this region flourish.
Right.
That's really going to kind of bring us all together and really do bring the best for this region.
Yeah. Yeah. Like-minded people coming together. I mean, and it's really funny how some of these things just happen to work out, right? Who would have thought?
Yeah. So, how has that partnership been going? Has that been, was that tricky to kind of move a whole manufacturing area to literally across
the
country?
Yeah. It was tricky for a lot of people, but not me. So I'm really good.
Marketing,
I'm like, hey, everything's great. I'm going to market some wood doors.
But
no, it was honestly a pretty complicated process. But again, there are really, really smart people managing it. Lisa and Dave are brilliant people. Their team,
they might have some of the biggest passion I've seen for this area. They have such a heart for, what is going on in the Upper Cumberland and really seeing all of us work together. Those partnerships that they love to bring together.
Yeah. And they do a phenomenal job at that. I mean, that's kind of the vision for their whole life and everything they do.
They have like a 110-year plan or
right.
something.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not 0 years old. So, so who knows if they can accomplish it all.
Lisa's only 29. But anyway.
Yes. Yes.
No, so that was one example. That's a really neat partnership. And all that did was strengthen our Made in Tennessee pride, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, we have four other manufacturing facilities, which we can get into in a moment, that we'll talk about that manufacture different products. But we are so proud of this Sparta facility. And if you've never seen it, it is a sight to behold.
Do you give tours or what?
We do give tours, absolutely.
Okay, well, you heard it here. Zach said I think his calendar is really open.
Sure.
And so he's
very,
out there
so open.
Ready for you guys to take tours. So we'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Zach Buckner, Director of Marketing North America.
You got it.
Herman.
North
Group,
America.
North America. Lots of North America.
Yeah, just
there.
Lots of North America.
I mean, I feel like that's just like padding in there, like to make yourselves feel like more important and more exciting, that it's like the whole continent of North America.
It is the whole continent. Well, but we have to specify because there's like Herman everywhere else, right? We're all one big family, but you know, you have Herman Asia, we have Herman.
Has this been able, you know, for you personally, has this position been able to allow you to travel the world more and see more than you ever thought was possible?
Yeah.
I mean, from Zach Buckner, you know, I've known you for years, but at one point you were the pastor at Life Church in Livingston. Mm-hmm. You helped get that off the ground. So like a pastor at Life Church to traveling the world, there's a kind of big jump there. It's definitely a different life.
Yeah. Oh, it's a completely different life.
You weren't wearing suit coats.
No, not at that time, but I mean, I've been there before. You know, I did the banking and chamber thing, so I'm used to that.
Yeah.
It was funny. Yeah, I sold all my suits, got rid of all my dress clothes, and now I'm like, what's cool is I joke around about it because it was like, you know, in banking days or chamber days, it was suit and tie every day. You know, maybe every once in a while, maybe you lose the tie if you get crazy. And then you go into like nonprofit world and it's like jeans and t-shirts every day.
I mean, I got jeans on, but I got a blazer.
Yeah.
So,
that's what's funny is like, I mean, it's not abnormal for me to wear like jeans. You know, I'm not wearing a tie now.
Depends on who you're going to see.
Dress for your day, you know, is what we do. Yeah. And so it is pretty cool. Now I always joke around like I found the happy medium.
Yeah. So. Well, but even just being able to travel, like I'm a huge traveler.
Yeah.
I love to see the world. I love to experience new things. And even if you're, you know, on work in different places, just seeing different, you know.
I'll tell you this. It has been one of the most eye-opening experiences for me as a person, right? Like I didn't realize how jaded or pigeonholed I was I thought I had a pretty good grasp on regionalism, or, you know, people might believe a little bit differently here or there, or do things a little bit, even just little mannerisms a little differently. It's wild. It's like going to different countries just within the United States.
Yeah.
And then going to Canada quite a bit. I love Canada.
Canada is beautiful.
Really awesome.
Yeah.
It reminds me in a lot of ways to see Germany. It reminds me a lot of Tennessee.
Yeah.
So it has been neat. Those are experiences I probably wouldn't have had it not been for this job.
You've gotten on a plane more times probably in the past 2 years.
I feel like I have, you know, lived on a plane a bit sometimes, and I never want to go to Vegas ever again, ever. I wind up in Vegas a lot because of trade shows. It's kind of the place to do trade shows in North America, you know. So I'm good with not going to Vegas anymore, but everywhere
you go to
else.
Germany.
I love that. And then, you know, we have a plant in Puyallup, Washington, which is gorgeous. It's right. Our plant is literally staring at Mount Rainier, like out the plant window. You're looking at Mount Rainier. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then our other facilities, like I said, one's in Canada, one's near Toronto in Barrie, Ontario. One is in a place called Burgettstown, Pennsylvania, which is just outside of Pittsburgh. We have one in Montgomery, Illinois, just outside of Chicago. And then, of course, Sparta as well. So I think I hit all five manufacturing facilities there. But, yeah, it's neat. It's a pretty quick jump to each of those locations from Nashville. That's another reason. You know, we talked about why did Herman move here.
Yeah.
We are so centrally located. So travel for really everywhere but the Washington facility is like an hour and a half flight.
Yeah.
You know, it's
well,
very close.
Well, even that, I think a lot of people want to move their businesses here because you are close to an international airport with Nashville.
Exactly.
And being in Central Time is really nice because you can kind of, it's not that you are, you know, having meetings at 6 a.m. or 8 p.m.
Unless there's meetings with Germany, then it's like 5 a.m.
Yeah, I'm sure that's 6 a.m. A little bit of a different story.
Yeah.
So you have these five manufacturing plants, your hubs here. Is there ever, you know, what are the plans for the next 5 to 10 years that you know of for the company?
So we're already expanding. So the Herman family has invested a tremendous amount of resources and money in North America, and we're here to stay. You know, we are determined to gain market share and to really knock a dent in the American market for garage doors specifically. So we're already expanding our facility in Canada. We're expanding into a brand new building that looks just like Sparta, and it's going to really increase our capacity, and we're investing a lot of automation there. So output's going to increase big time from that facility. We're expanding our Washington facility already right now as we speak. We are expanding our operations in Pennsylvania. We're now adding a completely new product line that we don't currently offer. We're going into the dock leveler world. Yet another product line here manufactured in the U.S. that we can offer all over North America. And then we're also expanding our sales center. So we don't sell direct to customer. So you can't buy your garage door from Zach, but you can buy from one of our dealers and installers. That's who we sell to. So we have distribution centers all over the U.S. and in Canada and in Mexico. So we started out, when I came on board, we had, I think, 18 distribution centers. We're going to be up to 26 distribution centers by the time we're done next year. So we're vastly expanding, especially in like the Midwest and the southeastern U.S. We're really, really expanding.
Marketing-wise, so when you're, let's compare it to Brost. So when
right.
you started Brost, which was a coffee roasting company back in the day.
Now Vertical Coffee
wasn't
Company.
Wasn't even right. back in the day, but it
wasn't
was a few years ago.
Yeah.
But so, you know, you're a lot of it was word of mouth, a lot of it's Facebook. You're marketing to people who are regional or around here. You were roasting so people could buy beans, and you were sort of shipping that out, but that wasn't the biggest necessarily. How is that different in a marketing position now, marketing, you know, internationally or at least, you know, throughout North America? How does that compare?
Yeah, so in a lot of ways, they're so similar. Again, it's really it's an entrepreneurial venture. Like, and if everybody views it as that, I think it would help a lot. You get
There's
lost in the weeds.
There's just a few more zeros behind.
Exactly.
Some of
I mean, there are quite a few more zeros, but there are definitely more zeros than there were at Prost. But the other difference is, you know, in this world, where it's a lot of B2B, right? We're marketing to businesses and dealers and installers and people who are going to purchase our product mm-hmm. from manufacturing, and then they wound up selling it to the end user. So you have to take a completely different approach. We have a heavy B2B approach that mixes in B2C because we want to talk to the end user so that the end user goes to their dealer and installer and says, I want a Herman door. Do you sell those?
Right.
And we want them to say yes. So mm-hmm. so we do market to the end user, but it's in a roundabout way or a different way than maybe you would in a small entrepreneurial venture. We have to really reach those dealers. And then the other part of that is you have to educate them how to use your products so that the end user's happy. And that's a difference too,
yeah.
is it matters how they install those doors because our name's on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it matters that they do it safely and properly and they follow our instructions and that they're educated. So we offer lots of resources to that dealer. So a lot of our marketing is done behind the scenes by way of education
yeah.
or by way of equipping our dealers. So we help them market our products. So yeah. we do a lot of partnerships where we provide marketing collateral or social content or photos, videos, whatever, help them with their website. So we are kind of their marketing wing as well. So that's the biggest difference, I would say. And then, like you said, there's just a lot more zeros behind what
yeah,
we do.
Yeah, a lot. So. So Herman's here to stay.
Herman's here to stay.
And expand and grow. You've created 100 jobs-ish mm-hmm. so far.
And that's just in Sparta.
Mm-hmm. And so hopefully we see that grow. Any other things that you want people to know about?
You know, I think, again, how do we get our doors? A lot of people are asking, you know, all the time. They ask me, like, okay, great. Can you sell me a garage door? I'm like, yeah. I would love to, but I can't. So,
yeah. So locally here, so the yeah. people who are driving on their way to work this morning, mm-hmm. how do they find?
We have lots of dealers. Actually, we have a few dealers right here in the Upper Cumberland, like more than one. Yeah. So we, you know, you can make
can
your
you
choice.
Tell us where they're
we can tell
to go?
You. So Plateau Garage Doors is a great customer of ours. Awesome. They do amazing work. Willow Window, they do amazing work. Willow Window just partnered with us last year. Super excited about that.
Willow Window, they were just, I had Jonathan.
Yeah. So those guys have become great partners. If you go to their showroom right now, you can look at some Herman doors.
Mm-hmm.
They
would love for you to go to their showroom right now.
Absolutely. Well, the other neat thing is you can see one of the wood doors that the Urix manufacturer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of see it all come together if you mm-hmm. go visit Willow Window.
Well, and I think that's one of the things that I've really enjoyed seeing about some of these bigger corporations coming into town is that uh-huh. you would think, oh, they're just such their own little hub and they don't touch, you know, maybe they'll throw a check at an event here and there.
Right. Which
is the case. And that I'm not saying that that's wrong or bad,
yeah.
but I love this this really huge corporation mm-hmm. coming in and partnering with
yeah.
a local owned business like yeah. Willow Window and Franklin Fixtures locally owned. And,
yeah.
and really
and like a local cleaning company does our, you know, our janitorial, like
yeah.
there's all these things that trickle down to the local economy.
I think people don't think that sometimes. And I want to just, you know, have people take that
yeah.
time to think about when you're fighting against economic development mm-hmm. or growth in your community, how that really impacts so
right.
many. I was talking to a business owner and she was talking about the bank that she banks at. And
right.
it's a local bank that she's banking at. And so, you know, those things all go hand in hand.
They do. Absolutely. And one of the things too, we didn't point this out really. I know we're running out of time, but the other thing to think about is, you know, we're the headquarters for North America here in Sparta. Mm-hmm. So literally every day when I go into the office, if I'm in the office,
yeah.
When I go in, I'm going to meet somebody from around the world, usually a pretty good sized group of people from around the world that come to the Upper Cumberland, and then they'll come here for meetings and they'll tour our facility and get training or whatever they're doing. Okay. And then they go out, stay in our hotels.
Yeah.
They go to dinner constantly. I mean, we're constantly bringing people into our local. We never take them to chains.
And I'm
we always take them local.
It's not out of the question ever that some of these people may want to come back with their families and say,
every
this
time.
Is such a great area. I'd love to bring my family back.
They say
here.
It all the time.
And
they're
so,
like, this is a, we didn't know that something like this existed.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we don't do chains. We do local restaurants only. They're like, your restaurants are incredible. You're so fortunate in such a, you know, a small town to
yeah.
have this. And we're like, yeah, we know.
Well, and that's why if people don't understand always how much tourism, you know, mm-hmm. goes hand in hand with the growth of
exactly.
businesses coming in.
Exactly.
Thanks, Zach, for coming in. I appreciate
Thank you.
Having you. And